Jordan Baker. Jordan, thanks for joining us. And, you know, how has this year been a challenge for you compared to last year going through it again, but now getting a chance to play, you know, at home with some fans?
Yeah, this year has been awesome being able to play in Edmonton in front of the home crowd. Definitely something we missed last year in the summer series bubble. But we're excited to see the turnout tonight. Hopefully it's a packed house.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, it's pretty special to have the championship weekend at home when you guys aren't in it as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was announced that we were going to host, I guess we're looking back a year and a half ago now, before things got kind of crazy with COVID. So we've been anticipating and hoping and looking forward to hosting championship weekend. And it's finally here, and we're excited to step on the floor tonight.
What makes your guys' team so difficult to play against?
I think, you know, we've had the same general core group of guys over the last 3 years. And so we've really built, you know, good rapport on the court. And I think why we're difficult to play against is defensively, we, you know, we really react well off each other. We communicate well. We just know each other's tendencies. So, you know, when you're trying to build a team on one-year contracts, it makes it very difficult to kind of mesh and gel over a short four-month season. So, you know, we've had the luxury of retaining a lot of our players over the last 3 years, and I think our cohesion is our biggest asset and why we've been successful this year.
On the offensive side of the ball, you know, with Xavier Mune, how does he facilitate the game for the rest of you guys to kind of get you the ball, then also enable himself to get some points?
Yeah, I mean, I think just watching him every day in practice and every day, you know, when we step on the floor to play, I'm not sure he couldn't find his own shot every single time he touched it. He's that talented offensively.
Yeah.
So I think he's a nice guy. So I think he feels bad and decides to give it to a couple of other us guys to, you know, to get our opportunities. But yeah, he's very special. Obviously he's the motor of our team and he's very dynamic. So I think we just try to find ways to play off of him. And, you know, if they send a second defender, we just try to slide in some open spots so that we can, you know, get his assist numbers up as well.
Tonight you guys take on the Ottawa Blackjacks. What kind of a challenge does Ottawa present for you guys tonight? The game's at 7:30 at the Expo Center.
Yeah, I mean, they're the only team that beat us this year. So we're looking for a little bit of redemption. But they're tough. They're a very veteran team. They got some guys that have played at the professional level for a long time, guys that have represented Canada on the international stage. So we know that there's going to be some adjustments that need to be made over the course of the game, and you're not going to win the game in the first quarter. So, you know, we're just looking to come out and play 40 minutes of basketball and, you know, play at our tempo and really try to dictate what they do, you know, with our defense.
Joined by Jordan Baker, Edmonton Stingers player. They play tonight at the Expo at 7:30 against Ottawa. Jordan, your assist totals were solid this year as well. You know, how did you make it easier for your teammates as well to get some open shots or decent looks?
Yeah, you know, I just try to facilitate as best I can. I played point guard in college a little bit, so I have some experience as a facilitator. But I think, you know, we've got some very talented guys, some talented shooters. So it's easy to rack up assist numbers playing for the Edmonton Stingers. And we just share the ball so well that, you know, on any given night, a guy could score 20. So, you know, when we move the ball, it just happens to be, you know, whoever ends up shooting it, the guy who passes it to him gets the assist. And, you know, I like sharing, I like moving it. And we've been fortunate enough to have some good shooters, knock some shots down for us this year.
You know, it's pretty interesting. You talk about the you know, the way you guys have come together in short order, especially during this crazy time. But is it the veterans on the team? Is it the coaching staff? Is it the culture that's created upstairs? Like, how do the Stingers do this?
I think it's a combination of all of those things. It helps when the coach and the general manager is the same person. They can really understand kind of what the feeling is on the floor, what he's missing, what it needs. And I think Jermaine does a really good job of asking the players and asking the rest of his coaching staff about, you know, what the sense is, who's valuable to the team, who's you know, meshing well and fitting well. And, you know, he's had 3 years to kind of tinker with their lineup, and I think he's found one that he likes. So for us, we just we've started to become more of a family, and so we play for each other instead of playing for the next contract, and I think that's been a huge reason to our success.
Well, Jordan, best of luck tonight. I hope you have the outcome you guys want. I'm sure you will. And, you know, you don't know this, but I see you down at the dog park every now and then. I've got a dog, too, and your dog's running around out there. So it looks like you guys are having a good time down there.
Yes, sir, every day.
Big, you're a hard guy to miss.
Yeah, well, I got two big dogs running around as well, so it's chaos generally.
Awesome, buddy. All right, good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you.